Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Got a bit of a guest today, and he's turned up really, really early, which I love.
A bit of a guest today.
It's kind of rude, isn't it?
Have you two met before?
Yeah, we just met out there. We just met in the live lounge.
Because last time he was on, he was you.
Yeah. I can't remember what
he was. Very good. Introducing Matt Willis, everybody. Hi, Matt.
Woo! Hello.
Hi. You right?
I'm all right. I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers.
We're going to talk about ghost hunting with soon.
Yeah. I bet you can't wait.
We can swap experiences.
Awesome. Because,
oh, God. Yeah, that was weird. But also, I've got some clips of you. You always manage to sound really quite cool about it, and I sound like Alan Partridge. Anyway, more of this in just a moment. Now, you know how I like my inventions? I just showed you the Hawaii chair video.
I love the Hawaii chair video.
Yeah. Now, we have talked about this kind of thing before. You know, couples that are really kind of open-minded, okay?
Right.
There's an invention that's just come out for them. The kind of people who... And I think there's more of these people than they let on. The kind of people who, they're in the bathroom, and one of them's on the loo, and one of them's in the bath at the same time.
All right, yeah.
Right.
Do you do that?
I would have a number one.
You would?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
While the other half is there.
But if you were having a number one, would you do it sitting down? Or would you have a number one stood up?
Whilst there's another person in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good question. It depends what state I was in. Because sometimes, if I'm a bit worse for wear, I do sit down on the toilet.
Yeah,
anyway, because otherwise I get told off for weeing on the floor. Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, I think a lot of people do this, where there's, like, you know, if it's a relationship that's been going on for a while, they're quite happy about it.
Well, I was going to say, when I was
I can
uni,
imagine you do.
Oh, shit.
Imagine you have a right big dump whilst James is in the bath.
What, me?
No, you... Why would you have a dump whilst her boyfriend is in the bath?
You enjoyed imagining it as well,
No,
didn't
I'm
you,
not
Mark?
Imagining it.
I was going to say, at uni, I lived with two other girls, and we'd often, when one of them was taking a shower, I'd go and have a wee.
Good morning.
What about
that's fine.
A poo-poo?
Mm. No.
No? So I bet people do that.
Girls don't do that.
No. Right, anyway, well, this has all gone one step further now, okay? Introducing the new invention called the Toodaloo for people that like to do everything together, right? It's a double lavatory. Hey. They've moved on from the twin sink, okay?
Yes.
And it's an S shape. So there's like one person, I'll show you a picture. One person facing one way and one facing the other way. Check that out, Matt.
Oh, my. So,
yeah?
It's like those new planes you get where you turn left rather than right.
You can even get an upgraded version, which includes an iPod docking station.
Oh, cool. Do me a favour.
Yeah, and a TV. Now, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
We've been tanning together before.
We have, yes.
Right, okay. Is this the next step?
What, you want us to have a poo together?
I don't know. I mean, maybe... I've known you for a long time now.
Yeah, but
would
when
you
we
do
tan
that? Would you use the Toodaloo with me?
When we tan together, we do it in separate booths. We don't tan where we can see each
other. Yeah, but if you look at the design of the Toodaloo, we're not actually kind of looking at directly
but
at each other.
Our heads are in very close contact, though, if we have a poo together.
I'd just be listening to my iPod on the upgraded version.
Therefore, why do you want us to have a poo together if you wouldn't even be listening to the hilarious chat we'd be having together?
There wouldn't be. I'm imagining this one would be like... All right, mate?
Yeah, you all right?
Got the Daily Star there, have you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
See the football at the weekend?
Yeah, I did. What did you make of it?
Oh, it was rubbish, I thought.
Oh, dear. Oof. If you save that one up...
Sorry about...
Do you mind?
Imagine if they had one of these... Sorry.
Why did it sound like you were removing a padlock as well halfway through it? Well, I'm wearing that special belt of yours again.
I want them to get a Toodaloo at Radio 1.
Do you?
I do, yeah. Imagine you come there. You remember, you know, Reese?
Yeah.
The big boss. He'd be there with his pants around his ankles reading Nuts magazine. All right, mate. How are you? Yeah, nice to see you. Oh, yeah. I'll just take a seat here, right next to you.
That was the actual noise of something hitting the water.
Oh, gross. This show just gets... Is that a cut, Laura? Radio 1 Podcast. Right, don't know if you heard Westwood doing our show as the specialist DJs took over yesterday. Listen to this. I hold it down real legendary.
I want to be on my man Scott Mills. You know, he holds it down real legendary 4 till 7.
Monday to Friday does it really big. I'm not going to front. I'm a Scott Mills fan. I love Scott Mills. I would even sit on his knee if he asked me.
Now, I'm not going to front Chopper. I'm a Westwood fan, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that a common? Is he flirting with me?
I think he might be, yeah.
Okay. Also, listen to this. How rude, after all the effort I went to. I
want to big up Joanna in Chelmsford. She says, what about that special intro Scott made for you? How inconsiderate of you after all the effort it took him to do it. Baby, I'm not really in the mood for that.
Right, so I went to a lot of trouble there. You know I did. Seriously, it just sometimes felt like I do everything around here.
He sounds in a bit of a bad mood.
Yeah. Like, I make the podcast. I make the trail that you hear on Chris Moyles' show. I put loads of stuff online. I constantly update my web pages. I do a bit of admin. And all before I entertain the nation every day at 4 o'clock. I'm making some music. He doesn't use it.
That's all true, yes.
If it was someone a little bit less hip-hop than Westwood, I think I'd start some beef and cause a bit of a feud, but I don't want to get shot in the face, so I'll leave it. But nice. Thanks, Westwood, for not using the music that I spent hours making. Also, I do like the next caller. Tim was talking to the Bridgewater Massive. Now, have a listen, right? His voice starts quite normal and then suddenly changes. I love it.
Yo, who's on the line? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Spike.
Spike from where, bro?
Spoke from the Bridgewater Massive, eh? Oh, recognize!
Oh, so big!
Yo, baby!
Oh, baby, talk to me. Are you talking about the Bridgewater Massive?
It is Bridgewater Massive. We is ripping those doinks, eh?
Oh, crazy out there. You're really turning out the lights right now.
We is.
You really holding it down?
We is holding it down. Keep over that style.
Okay, Bridgewater Massive, big out there.
Yeah, it is big.
Well, I want to thank you for calling. That was nice to meet you too. Okay.
That's alright.
Are they, like, flirting?
No, they're not, no.
Are they sure not? He was asking him to dim the light.
It is. Also, listen how he's got such a way with the ladies. Love this.
Well, me and my friend Casey, we're just on the way back from the Lake District. That's where we spent our Easter weekend.
Oh, what was it like? A lot of rambling?
We did, actually. We walked 20 miles. Whoa. So proud of ourselves.
Okay, a bit of bareback horse riding?
Yeah, wasn't quite bareback, but we had a saddle.
You had a saddle up there. Oh, go easy.
Okay, good.
No, so he flirting with her?
Yes, I think he is. Yeah. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello!
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
She's in shock.
I'm Bex.
Yeah, she's in shock that I've chosen a punk record of the week. How can I help?
I just texted in about a funny story about my sister and her boyfriend on the loo.
Yes.
She sits on the loo normally, as ladies do, and she opens her legs while her boyfriend stands up and pees through them to the toilet.
No, that's not true.
It is. They have a wee at the same time.
Oh, come on.
Surely she gets covered in nastiness, right?
Well, that's what we thought, but she says, no, he's like a straight peer.
They don't exist.
Yeah, there's no man who has that good of a name.
No, that's not true.
Okay. Well, she claims there is.
And they do this all the time?
I wouldn't say all the time. It has been known that
they've special occasions.
Birthdays, anniversaries. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for
free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. How's your weekend?
Good.
Yeah?
Yes.
I saw my mum at the weekend.
Did you?
Nice.
Yeah. So did I.
What, my mum?
Yeah.
No, you didn't, because she was with me all weekend.
Not all weekend.
She was.
No, she popped out for an hour.
She came to Bristol, actually, to see me, where I'm mostly living at the moment, whilst doing a show on BBC Three called Upstage.
Ah, but when she left Bristol, where did she say she was going?
Southampton.
Yeah. Wrong.
Now, people in the Bristol and Bath area will know exactly what I'm talking about, and Taunton, in fact. Right, there's a bloke on the on the local TV, on ITV West, called Bob Crampton, who does the weather.
Okay.
And Bob's been on there for years, right? But I really want one of his brollies, because what he does, right, every night, he goes, send me a picture of the local area, and if it's good enough, you get one of Bob's brollies. Now, I don't know what they look like, but I'm assuming they've got a picture of Bob on them and, like, ITV West logo or something. And I'd really quite like one.
Really? I would imagine they're very similar to Rihanna's umbrella thing. Do you not think?
I don't know. But if anyone's got a Bob Brolly, let me know and So what do I exactly have to do to get one? Because I haven't quite worked that out. I
does think he
I
not to, tell you?
Well, I think I have to send in... Do I have to draw a picture off of, like, when you're six? Or do I have to send in a photo, a lovely, you know, adult photo of the area? Not adult photo.
You want to send in an adult photo to get Bob's brother?
No. You know what I mean?
I know you've sent adult photos of yourself before.
No, I mean...
I'm sure Bob doesn't... and then hide it with Bob's brolly?
I'm not sending a picture of my wanger into Bob Crampton at ITV West. No way. Not just to get an umbrella, Ella. No, what I meant is, do I draw a picture like a child?
A picture of it?
No! Do I draw a picture
of your wanger,
of the weather, like a child would, or do I, like an adult, take a photo of the local area to get one of these flipping umbrellas? I wish I hadn't mentioned this now. Podcast. You were on Loose Women earlier.
Yes, I was.
That's probably one of the things I would least like to do in my whole life.
I can't stand that show.
It is really intimidating as well, sitting at that table with four...
Aren't men rubbish?
Mm. Yeah.
Did you find that they were all bitter old hags?
No, I didn't.
Put it out there, Chopper.
I actually quite liked them, actually. They were all quite nice to me.
Oh, were they? Okay.
Yeah.
They were the nicest bitter old hags he's ever met.
Yeah. They were quite nice.
Your mouth says one thing, your eyes say another.
Key to your soul.
Yeah. Were they nice to you?
They were nice to me, yes. They're lovely. They gave me a goodie bag as well.
What's in that?
Not very much.
Oh.
The only one, Jackie Brambles is all right.
I like her.
She's nice, Jackie.
Which one's she?
She used to be on Radio 1.
Huh? I never know which one. I know
she's
the one.
Got the blonde. She's the one that's not on Jane McDonald.
Jane McDonald.
That she's
I
the
know
one
which
off
one
ships.
She is.
Yeah. Do you know who Jane McDonald reminds me of?
Who? Oh, my God.
Do you ever get that? Do you ever get that?
Jane McDonald reminds you of Laura.
Yeah, she does.
That's terrible.
No, not Sonny from EastEnders.
Jane McDonald. Oh, that's all right then.
Sonny from EastEnders. How harsh are you two?
I've never said that.
Okay. We've never said that.
A toilet attendant said it.
Where was that?
A toilet attendant.
But you look like somebody famous. You know the bog trolls who give you lollipops?
Yeah.
She was like, you look like somebody famous. And I was like, oh yes, who? She was like, Sonny from EastEnders.
That's all right.
You'd have preferred Jane McDonald, then, wouldn't you?
Yeah. No, and Natalie Cassidy is fit as now. Always was, Laura. Oh, God. Yeah, I think I should leave this right here. Anyway, Jackie Brambles wasn't on it, was she, today?
No, she wasn't. Here's a present. I got you a Loose Women
chocolate bar. Brilliant. They really spoil you on that show, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Wow, that's wicked.
That'll taste wicked as well, I'm
may
sure.
Contain, may contain traces of nuts.
Is it?
That's good. I'll pass on that, if that's all right. I dropped it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
A few people are offering to send you an umbrella if you send them a picture of your wanger.
No, I want a Bob...
Isn't that how it works?
I want a Bob Brolly off of ITV West.
Me and Laura were just thinking if you could send a picture of your little fella in different seasons.
How have we got onto this from Bob's Brolly's on ITV
West? Autumn, you could surround it by, like, leaves and conkers. And then
put some sunglasses on it in the summer.
Over summer, and then maybe a little scarf for winter.
My wanger for all seasons.
I can't think of spring yet. I'm thinking of something to do with an Easter bunny, but...
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
Sean,
where are you?
It's Cirencester.
Cirencester, yeah, how can I help?
I've got Bob's brolly.
How did you get that?
To take a photograph.
Of?
Anything, snow,
anything, there
rain.
You go.
Right, so you took a nice photo of some weather... And Bob awarded you with a brolly.
A Bob's brolly, yeah.
Wicked. They're quite famous in the West Country, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. So if you get shown, you get a brolly, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the brolly like, please?
It's blue with just a Bob's brolly on it.
Wicked.
And does your picture appear behind Bob as like the opening to his weather bulletin?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, I so want to do that. I'm going to send one in.
That would look wrong, though.
If you want it.
Do what?
I'll sell you my one if you want it.
You're selling me your Bob's brolly. No, I'll get my own, thanks. Okay, bye.
Just the start of an ITV weather bulletin with your wagger popping up behind Bob.
Seriously, I mentioned this tonight on ITV West now.
ITV Weather, I've got a really fit weather girl at the moment called Becky something. I can't remember what her name is, but she's very fit.
Not as good as Bob in the West Country.
Send her a picture as well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, how can I help?
About a month ago, I met this girl in a club.
Right.
We swapped phone numbers, and since then, I've been trying to arrange a date.
Right, so you met her a month ago in a club?
Yeah.
Okay. You're the person that texted earlier for the advice, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, and have you gone on a date yet with her?
No,
Why?
No, she always seems to be busy.
Right, okay.
But then yesterday I got this random text just saying, use my imagination and send her a picture of myself. And I don't really know how far to go.
Okay. And that's why you've texted us for advice.
Hmm.
And the text said, send me a picture, use your imagination.
Yeah.
All right, well, what I would do is the same thing...
We know what you might do.
The same thing...
Send it to Bob Thingy on ITV.
That's what I was going to say. I would take a nice picture of the local area where you live and send it to her, like I'm going to do to get a Bob's Brolly off of ITV West when he does the weather.
Okay, well, I'll try it and see what happens.
No, that's rubbish advice. I'll tell you he's good at this because he did the surgery the other week. It's Chopper Hello. Here. So, use your imagination. You know how ladies work. What does that mean?
Well, I think she probably wants you to dress up. Right. So I would go to a fancy dress shop, hire a fireman's uniform, and dress up as a fireman and send it to her.
Okay, I'll give it a go. I'll let you know how it goes.
Right. Are you actually going to follow our advice? Because, I mean, you did text in specially.
I don't know. It's not going to lose anything, am I?
Yeah, I would definitely go...
I have to say, though, to be honest, she sounds a bit of a cow. If she's always claiming that she's busy and then just on the off chance wants a photo of you.
Mm. I was thinking of Facebook, to be honest. I thought, I don't really want to see my face. Nothing on.
Is she doing that?
You've always got to think about the Facebook now, haven't you?
Mm. Mm.
Is she asking for a photo so she could get a good look at you and decide whether she should go on a date with you or not?
Could well be.
Because that's a bit rude, isn't it?
Mm, that is rude. Do you think she doesn't remember what you look like?
There's a good chance she sent me a photo because I couldn't remember what she looked like either.
Oh, well, there you are, both as bad as each other.
Yeah. Get one back off her, then.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Get one back off her.
Yeah, she won't know.
Why?
Have you asked?
I don't know, maybe she's got something to hide.
Oh, I don't know, this is really confusing. Just go with the original plan. Get down the fancy dress shop and do that and take a picture and send it to her. She'll love that.
Okay, I'll try it.
Okay, love you.
See you there. Love you too. Radio 1 Podcast.
I know you've been holding this in all day, Chopper, so I'd quite like you to have your little rant now and get it out there.
Can I just say, the Terminal 3 at Manchester Airport is the worst terminal I've ever flown out of in my life. And
why?
Why? Because, explain this to me, right? We were flying back from Blackpool after a gig on Thursday night.
Me and Dave.
Me and Dave, yeah. So we get to Manchester Airport on Friday morning. We've done the online check-in. So go to the thing, type in the code, get the boarding passes.
Very organised.
Then the queue for the fast bag at British Airways is like 500 people deep. So you can't queue for the fast bag drop-off, so we decide we'll take our bags, we only got like a sport bag each, as hand luggage.
Not that fast, is it, 500
Not
people?
That fast, really. But, of course, in the hand luggage is our toiletries.
Oh.
So despite my bottle of T-gel shampoo only being half full, it was still considered over the limit of 100 millilitres.
Yeah, but it's not really, because there's not...
Because it was only half full.
Yeah.
So I lost my deodorant, my shaving foam.
I hate that.
My shampoo.
Now, I understand what they're trying to do, and I know that, like, in today's world, we've all got to be security conscious, I get that. But sometimes those people are taking the mick.
They won't let me through there.
At Heathrow, this happened to me. Sorry, I'm ranting now as well.
All my hair wax, right? Yep. Those
gone.
Things.
Gone.
But I could take my razor on with me.
Right. So you could take a razor.
I could cause havoc.
You can't shampoo the pilot.
Yeah, or give him a nice finish.
No.
Wax. Yeah. Hair wax. Nothing else. Don't do favours for pilots.
No.
Rubbish. Then, when it got to boarding, my name gets called out. And Dave and Stewie, who's with us, are just laughing like idiots as I have to go to see the woman from British Airways. It turns out my seat is broken.
Well,
so I can't sit on that seat.
Did you stand?
No, there was only one other seat free, so I got moved to that seat, but the tray table was broken, so I couldn't put the table down to have a drink.
Oh, it sounds like you had a nightmare.
They were utterly rubbish. Don't get me started on the Gatwick Express.
You feel better?
No, I can't...
Okay. Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We like getting Matt Willis on, don't we? He's a good sport.
He is. I'm so glad I don't have to do this today.
And it is good when he comes in, because he's quite up for doing some of our more stupid stuff. And here he is on the streets right now outside Radio 1. Hello.
Hello. It's freezing out here.
I know. I'll make it quick, all right?
Okay.
Okay, right. Okay, so first of all, I'd like, through the megaphone, which you've got with you now, hello, I'm Matt Willis, I've got Chock. Would you like some? Off of
easy.
Your... Oh, yeah, easy. No, off of your ghost hunting show. Go.
Hello, I'm Matt Willis, I have Chock. Would you like some?
Loving it.
Okay.
Anyone do anything?
Not at all. Actually, okay. Someone walked past and purposely didn't look at me.
Okay. Try, I'm Matt Willis. I'm wearing a bra today, and I love the way it makes me feel.
I'm Matt Willis. I happen to be wearing a bra today, and I love the way it makes me feel.
I've got a hug then.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Let's try. I'm Matt Willis, and I'm giving away free kisses for one day only. Who fancies a snog? See what you get then.
Okay.
I'm Matt Willis, and I'm giving away free kisses today. Would you like a snog, sir? No.
Did he run off?
Yeah, he just looked at me very strange.
Oh, see, I love it when you do this, because it saves me from having to do it.
I'm loving it too, Scott. Yeah. It's great.
Try again, maybe. The kisses.
Okay, there's no one coming. Oh, here we go.
Hello, my name's Matt Willis. I'm giving away free kisses today. Would anyone like a snog? Sir? Madam?
Yeah, see?
That counts.
That counts.
Someone's there's a car pulling over, Scott.
Oh, no. They probably want a snog. They're probably listening.
Oh, I'm getting a kiss.
No, I want a kiss. Mwah. I want a kiss.
I'm kissing the man now. And it's a woman and a man.
Were they in a car?
They're in a car. They've just pulled over on the solar road.
They didn't want your chock. They wanted a snog.
They wanted a little snog.
Exactly. They just wanted a snog.
Now, that's good, Matt. Can we have, before you go, because love it when you do this. It's always good. Could we have a rousing chorus of there's no business like show business, if possible, with your name in front of it, loving your work.
With my name in front of it? What do you mean?
Hello, I'm Matt Willis. Here's a little song for you.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Matt Willis, and I have a little number for you. Oh, there's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Yeah.
And the rest of it, there's no business like show business, I know business, I know.
Yeah. God, you're good. Love it, Matt. Come back. Thank you. Oh, he's good, isn't he? Every time we like it. Radio 1 Podcasts. It's Loose Women with Scott and Chappers on Radio 1.
Point out to all the idiots on the text, I didn't fly from Blackpool to Manchester. I did a gig in Blackpool, then went to Manchester to fly back to London. And we had to do that because it was the bank holiday. Otherwise, we'd have got the train, but the train would have taken 6 hours because of the engineering work.
And your carbon footprint would have been bad.
Shove my carbon footprint. Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.